This is your Lansing update from More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
The Lansing City Council voting to reject brownfield incentives for the Marketplace Redevelopment and Marshall Street Armory Extension projects last night. Developer Pat Gillespie from the Gillespie Group spoke with WILS's Tony Connolly this morning.
It's about $22 million worth of work. It's local jobs. It's riverfront development. And they found it in the city's best interest to not have the jobs and not have the riverfront redevelopment. And I don't know anybody at the meeting that could figure out what went on.
City Finance Director Jerry Ambrose, speaking on WILS today, says the vote may have some long-term consequences.
When the day is done and the council doesn't approve and doesn't allow these projects to move forward, we are very concerned about the message that this sends to the community.
The underlying issue is the project labor agreement, which the union was pursuing. Councilman Brian Jeffries voted against the project.
I want the developer to make a buck. They should be able to do that. But at the same time, I want fair wages paid that are going to support families that live here in our region. I don't know why the parties can't come together and make that happen.
Capital Region International Airport today formally introducing Sun Country Airlines and an expansion of Apple Vacations to Lansing residents. Executive Director Robert Selig on WILS says there will be more flights to Cancun starting in December.
We're also adding flights to Jamaica, and Sun Country has blessed us with bringing back services to Orlando, Fort Myers, and Las Vegas.
The Okemos High School graduate who survived the car crash which killed three of his former classmates remains in fair condition at U of M Hospital today. 18-year-old Humphrey Peterson Jones was traveling in a Toyota Prius on US 23 on Sunday when it crossed the median, colliding with a Chevy Blazer. Two passengers in that vehicle also killed. Meanwhile, students and staff at East Lansing High School held a candlelight vigil last night to remember senior football star Josh Eady, who was killed in a separate Sunday car crash in Missouri. Tom Crawford with WILS's Jack and Tom Show is the father of another East Lansing player and spoke here on WILS.
I've never gone through anything like this in my life. Seeing the pain in the faces of these young football players. They lost not only a dedicated teammate, but a really good friend.
Reaction in Lansing from both the developer and a union leader over two projects that hit a major bump in the road. WILS's Rich Hurl has the latest.
Developer Pat Gillespie tells WILS's Tony Connolly today that Lansing City Council's rejection of brownfield incentives for the Marketplace redevelopment project and a Marshall Street Armory project extension was mind-boggling at last night's meeting, which took place after a breakdown in talks led to a proposed project labor agreement stalling in committee.
We just lost out on $2 million worth of incentives. I mean, the project can't move forward. It's a parking lot. It will remain a parking lot for the foreseeable future. I don't know what else they want on the site.
And while Gillespie says the unions want it all or nothing, Greater Lansing Labor Council President Glenn Freeman tells WILS.
We threw out there a Davis Bacon, which isn't attached to any of these incentives. We'd ask for a public bid opening of the bids on this project.
Freeman also says he and his colleagues would like to continue discussions with the developer. Rich Hurl, 1320 WILS.
The Capital Region International Airport today formally announcing the expansion of Apple Vacations along with Sun Country Airlines flights to Cancun, Jamaica, Florida, and Las Vegas becoming available this winter. Airport Executive Director Bob Selig on WILS.
We're going to have our own airplane that we can direct with Sun Country wherever we need it to go. So there's few communities in the United States that have that level of service.
And gas prices just keep going up. AAA Michigan's Nancy Kane says the statewide average spiked by nearly 16 cents from last week.
It shouldn't continue too much longer, this big increase. And in fact, right now, gas prices, they're the highest they've been since April 4th in Michigan, when they were also $2.91 a gallon.
A local developer is still baffled over last night's Lansing City Council vote to reject brownfield incentives for the Marketplace redevelopment project and the extension on the Marshall Street Armory project. Pat Gillespie spoke with WILS's Tony Connolly after failed talks with unions over a proposed project labor agreement.
We just lost out on $2 million worth of incentives. I mean, the project can't move forward. It's a parking lot. It will remain a parking lot for the foreseeable future. I don't know what else they want on the site.
City Finance Director Jerry Ambrose, speaking on WILS, says the vote means potential future losses to Lansing.
This would be a very big disappointment for this city. There's been so much investment. We are in a very competitive environment for new investment and for jobs.
The issue that led to the failure of the deal was the union's demand for PLAs, but Greater Lansing Labor Council President Glenn Freeman says a resolution is still possible.
I know my guys will be reaching out to sit down and find out how we resolve this. I don't believe anybody in their right mind in today's society wants to see jobs lost or development stopped.
Governor Granholm calling on lawmakers to approve $25 million for the Pure Michigan ad campaign, with revenues in the general fund above projections for the 2000. 2010 fiscal year.
This is spending that gets between $2 and $5 for every $1 of tax money we spend, and $1.3 billion worth of spending in our economy by tourists.
Taking a look at your capital city forecast, tonight partly cloudy, low around 48. Tomorrow, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then cloudy, high near 64. And tomorrow night, a slight chance of showers, partly cloudy, low around 42. That's your Lansing Area Update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.